This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Judy Campbell. Yes, it's Turkey Day, and this Thanksgiving, Californians will be eating turkeys that are more plump and more expensive. In fact, this year's Thanksgiving meal will cost about $1.10 more than last year. Sasha Coca reports.
The American Farm Bureau says it costs about $36.78 to feed 10 people for a Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings. That's up 3% over last year, largely because of increased energy costs impacting farmers. Willie Benedetti says that's true on his turkey ranch in Sonoma. He sold about 70,000 free-range turkeys this holiday, but he's had to raise the price about 10 cents a pound. He's had to pay more for the propane to warm up the pens for baby turkeys, and then there are the trucking costs.
The feed is delivered, and the turkeys are hauled away. Everybody delivering to us right now is surcharging us for gasoline or diesel. No. That's why I told them this year they could buy two Willie Birds for the price of a tank of gas.
Despite rising energy costs, California farmers are expected to profit this holiday. That's because basic staples on Thanksgiving tables across the nation come from California. 93% of the nation's celery and 3/4 of the nation's lettuce is grown here. 2 out of 3 bottles of wine sold in the U.S. come from California. And Californians eat more turkey than any other state. Dave Kranz of the California Farm Bureau.
The average American eats about 17 pounds of turkey per year. Here in California, we eat about 3 pounds more per person per year than the national average.
And the USDA says farmers are growing bigger turkeys to meet the demand. This year, the average bird weighs about 28 pounds, a whole pound more than last year. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
As families gather today for Thanksgiving, there are thousands of evacuees from Hurricane Katrina here in California who may find this holiday difficult to celebrate. Reporter Tara Seiler visited one family in the town of Hercules that's struggling to make the Bay Area their new home.
Meeting the Hamilton family is like a snapshot of all the heartache and chaos Katrina has wrought. It also reveals the resilience a large extended family can provide. A birthday party is underway outside in the driveway of a recently rented home where the grandparents of this relocated family are now living. Inside, the adults are taking stock of their situation.
If you see it for yourself, you just say, this is unbelievable.
Sunita Hamilton is flipping through photos of her family's home in New Orleans. A large tree has crushed the back of the uptown house located near the Superdome. Sunita has lived in the Bay Area for 16 years. Now, 22 of her relatives have joined her here. She's just returned from a quick trip to New Orleans to assess the damage.
Now, this is in the front room. You can see where the water did, all that molding and stuff. And the water was so high, you know, it went over, the water mark went over my head.
The Hamilton family was stranded in the flooded city for 3 days, wading through the toxic waters. Florence Hamilton is the family's 79-year-old matriarch, fondly known as Grandma. She regrets she will not be spending this Thanksgiving with her two sisters, one of whom has resettled in Georgia, the other in Texas.
Every year we was together, you know, and I just, you know, I miss them and I don't be around them. We go to church every Sunday together. I miss them.
She also misses her kitchen. Her oldest son, George, lights up just thinking about the Thanksgiving feast she would prepare in their New Orleans home where everyone on the block would show up.
Because they know Grandma gonna have some nice cornbread dressing and turkey and some candy yams, baked macaroni, greens, you know, roast gumbo, you know, and everything with the whole 9 yards, you know. And they know they welcome. And everybody's going to eat. Everybody. And they still have food left over, you know.
But the smiles quickly fade. None of the 17 adult evacuees in this family have found a job. Their rents are being paid for through welfare and charity, and some of them have ended up in the toughest neighborhoods. They scoff at FEMA, saying the federal agency has offered little assistance and a lot of confusion. The Hamiltons say relocation has been made somewhat easier with the assistance of Catholic Charities. Adam C., Director of Development and Public Policy at Catholic Charities, says it's no secret that the holidays are a difficult time for many people.
But if you've lost everything, it's going to make this holiday time even more difficult for them. And so we're anticipating a significant increase in mental health needs from this community.
C says his agency's role is to lessen the burden for these families through a range of services from counseling to locating jobs and housing. Many evacuees are still in hotels, facing FEMA's looming deadline that will cut off their hotel assistance. He says many evacuees need some time to decide whether they want to return to New Orleans, stay here in California, or resettle somewhere less expensive.
Challenge around that is the cost of buying them that time, giving them 6 months, so they're not making such an emotional decision, a time where they can kind of reflect on how they can rebuild their lives.
As for the Hamiltons, they have no intention of returning to New Orleans anytime soon, if ever. In the meantime, George Hamilton struggles to replace his anxiety with some optimism during the holidays.
This would be the first, really, Thanksgiving that we're going to share somewhere else. We're going to have somewhere else, you know. And I know it won't be like the Thanksgiving at home, but, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll be a joyful Thanksgiving.
George Hamilton's niece, Eliza Hamilton, says she will continue to look for work and try to come to grips with the high cost of living in the Bay Area. She's confident she can count on her large family if she stumbles.
It's like it's a lot of sadness and, you know, everybody are down, you know, but I'm thankful that we get to share this Thanksgiving with each other once again.
And that's about the only thing that seems certain. The Hamiltons, all four generations, are with Grandma Florence today for their first Thanksgiving in California. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.
That's the California Report for Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Judy Campbell. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Stewart Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.